Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. An independent review into how police handled the month-long occupation of downtown Ottawa by thousands of protesters and heavy trucks will soon be underway. On Wednesday, City Council met to discuss the state of the city after a weekend of intensified police operations to remove protesters from the downtown core. They discussed ways to conduct a review of the police response to the occupation after passing a motion for an independent review earlier this month. City Manager Steve Kanellakos could not confirm a date for the review to begin, but says it will be initiated soon.
We're going to be looking in the rearview mirror, basically, in the review and apply lessons going forward. The police are still, they still have their integrated command center set up. And so that's not going to change in the foreseeable future until we know there isn't any possibility of threat. And the operation isn't over yet, but the review is going to start very soon, as soon as we retain a third party. And we can start looking at everything that's happened in the past and continue to improve.
City Council doesn't have the authority to direct the Ottawa Police or the Ottawa Police Services Board to participate in independent inquiries. The options to initiate an independent review include asking the OPSB or the Solicitor General to appeal to the Ontario Civilian Police Commission or the Ontario Police Services Board to investigate. The OPSB can also conduct its own review as part of its municipal responsibilities under the Police Services Act. Kanellakos says Interim Police Chief Steve Bell, with whom he has consulted several times, is fully supportive of an independent review. Calls for a review of Ottawa police conduct began when the response to the convoy's arrival at the end of January failed to yield positive results weeks later. Following intense criticism for his handling of the situation, Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly resigned last Monday. At Wednesday's council meeting, Councillor Riley Brockington relayed the thoughts of his constituents with regards to the police.
The emotion that people felt and remain with respect to the police services, we certainly heard from many, many email and communique that we've all received from across the city, but in particular from people in the impacted wards and the felt of abandonment that they had from the police during the occupation. There absolutely must be proactive outreach done by the Ottawa Police Services in these communities to restore that trust and confidence with the police. Just because the occupation is more or less over doesn't mean that it's back to normal, and I think there's a lot of work in these communities that needs to be invested.
Prior to the occupation, public trust in police was already eroding due to accusations of mistreatment of BIPOC and other marginalized residents. The results of an OPS Commission survey of over 4,400 residents, released in October, showed public trust in the OPS had declined since 2018, especially among Black and Indigenous residents. The OPS 2022 budget increase was also a source of major controversy for many Ottawa residents who called to defund the police. This led some to accuse Slowly of deliberately mishandling the crisis in order to justify a larger increase next year. Kanellakos says the investigation into the OPS will be conducted at arm's length, but could not yet provide details on who would be involved in the review.
We're still sorting that out in terms of procurement, who we would retain, who has that expertise in the field to do that. That's what the discussion is, what kind of scope. We haven't landed on that yet. We're still working our way through that.
Kanellakos added that since the deadline given to complete the review is in May, there may not be time to allow residents to participate. According to Kanellakos, the cost of an independent review is still being calculated as police operations are still underway. But the cost could be close to $30 million, on top of the estimated $800,000 per day cost of the occupation. Under the Police Services Act, it's the responsibility of an individual municipality to fund inquiries into municipal affairs. Council says they will continue to appeal to federal and provincial governments for funding to address the costs of hosting the occupation. Kanellakos says neither have confirmed whether they will lend financial assistance. Council also passed a number of measures to address the aftermath of the occupation, including funding for affected business improvement areas. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.